The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond.
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 That was probably the weakest beyond ever uttered in this podcast room. Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan Clements. I'm an editor at IGN. Welcome to the podcast.
The show speaks for itself, Ryan.
That's true. All right.
The show is like a giant exclamation beyond. It doesn't need us.
It's just tradition. We're just following the tradition to have all our guests say beyond. This is episode 183 of Podcast Beyond. I have a very interesting cast. I have a very interesting cast today with me. I'm joined by none other than editor-in-chief of IGN, Hillary Goldstein.
Yes, what's up?
Hello. You've been beyond, I was about to say beyond the Beyond House.
Yeah, I was banned from Beyond for a few months, and they've let me back on because both Colin and Greg are out of the office, so they couldn't say no.
Yep. So I'm making the executive decisions. I just wanted to have you
considering
on the show.
That this is probably never going to air.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to be too controversial for
iTunes. We already got our shirts off.
The laptop's going to delete it. So
I didn't even think about that. It's such a precarious situation. I'm also joined by Jack DeVries.
Hey, where are the Koopalings at?
What's up, bro?
Hey.
One of the fearless leaders of Nintendo Voice Chat.
Yeah. That's a way to describe me, I guess.
Isn't it? Would you disagree?
I'm more like sidekick.
Okay.
What's that like, you know, when there's a morning radio cast and then there's that other guy who's there who's like doesn't get to be on the cast, but they keep making him like do pranks and stuff? Who's that guy?
Yeah, you're like the Urkel's cousin who's the same guy who played Urkel, but he's without
Stefan.
Glasses. Yeah, you're Stefan.
Oh, that's good because that makes me like the sexiest one on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you seen Nintendo Voice Chat?
I'm the Stefan to Rich's Urkel.
Is accurate. By the way, when are you guys going to change the name of that podcast? It's probably the dumbest name of all
time. It's awful. It's a terrible podcast.
It is a terrible, terrible name.
It was terrible when Nintendo actually had a voice chat system because then the joke got ruined. But then they canceled it, so it's back. there's still no voice chat option for Nintendo consoles.
Sounds like a perfect podcast name for me. Yeah. A running gag that got canceled twice. I'm also joined by Anthony Gallegos.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going all right.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us again.
You're welcome.
Don't forget our smallest guest, Fievel from America Go West, or what was the name of that?
American Tale Fievel Goes West.
Yes, there you go. American Tale Fievel Goes West. Fievel is here as well.
Oh, excellent.
He's very quiet.
What does Fievel have to say?
Quiet as a mouse.
No, he's quiet as a mouse. He doesn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well,
I want to go out west.
Mice don't talk.
You're right.
They sing.
Yeah.
I guess I'm curious as to why we decided to invite Fievel on the show.
Oh, because he likes to poop on things, and I thought that was what this podcast was all about.
Plus, Hillary's been friends with the Mouskowitzes for years.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have my pen. I can't keep track of any. Does anyone have a pen?
Oh, there's no keeping track of any of this crap.
Hey, whatever, bro.
Greg is going to come back and listen to this podcast and go, you're never allowed to host this alone again.
Hey, that's what Rich told me last time I hosted a podcast.
It's all good.
Now it's going to be a good podcast. We've gotten the bad stuff out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that was bad. I like hearing you guys rant. So on today's show, we have many topics to discuss, but we're going to try and keep it as short as possible, if only because I have a lot of other shit to do, as do we all. So first, we are going to start off with what once was, what is, and forever will be the Roper Report. This is where no one has to sing anything, by the way. We're not going to do the singing because Greg and Colin aren't even there. The Roper Report is
Who's
where we
Roper?
Gather.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, we've described this before. It is named after one of the original founders of Podcast Beyond. You actually worked with him for many years.
Really?
So I hope you know who he is.
We're going to be talking about him later in the show.
In the Roper Report, we discuss all the news and the updates that have been happening in the land of PlayStation. And so I'm going to take us through this, and I'll get your guys' feedback on what's been going on. First of all, I also want to include some updates, like what we have on our site going up recently, because I think that that would be a cool thing to talk about, which includes a new Twisted Metal trailer that you can find on IGN right now.
Greg would be sad if you didn't mention that it's PlayStation Week, as he likes to call it.
It is PlayStation Week, as
he's
been calling
it. This is the first week in the history of IGN we've decided to cover the PlayStation. It's pretty significant.
You know, I felt like it was a bold move, but we made the right choice, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
I would agree. Well, and Fievel is a big fan of PlayStation, so that's why he came. He's a big fan of the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got the shirt.
Have any of you guys watched that Twisted Metal trailer that just went up today?
I have.
Okay. What are we thinking so far? Live action. It's got some of the live action cutscenes in it.
It's all fan service. It's like a bunch of characters that everyone that's followed the series religiously, which I don't know who those people are. But if they did, or if you read a lot of Wikipedia like I did, you would recognize these characters.
What if somebody actually turned Twisted Metal into their religion? That would be a little bit. Who's that guy?
That would be horrifying, dude. Twisted Metal has a nasty backstory.
Yeah, we would also find his parents buried in his basement.
So how many characters are in this?
I don't know.
They haven't actually revealed the full roster at this point.
Is the guy who got turned into a baby still in it?
Who gets turned into a baby?
Is the guy who becomes a building ghost still in it? So these are the endings of Twisted Metal that I remember.
The only characters I've seen for sure are Sweet Tooth, the Preacher from Twisted Metal Black, Dollface from Twisted Metal Black.
Yep.
And
I liked Dollface's story. I thought it was
And Mr.
cool.
Mr. Grimm.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
Well.
Grimm.
The and motorcyclist.
Then, and then I can only assume that the dude in the suit with glowing eyes is Calypso.
That is Calypso, yes.
Yeah. So
I love the series, but I didn't care about the trailer.
Okay.
I just, but I'm also like, I'm jaded. I'm just like, give me the game. I don't want previews or play.
I don't know.
I just want Twisted Metal to play. Like, it's not the kind of game where I'm like, man, I've got to know everything about it before it comes out. I'm just like, let it come out. I'll buy it and I'll play it. Like, but
I don't know.
I don't need the hype.
I don't know how I feel about, though, that any character can use any car now. That kind of
what?
I'm not sure I like.
Yeah,
that
kind of cuts a lot
Wait,
of it
really?
Out.
Really?
Why do they even have characters then?
Yeah.
You just have cars.
You have a character and you have like a crew that rolls with you. So like Sweet Tooth rolls with a couple other clown face painted dudes, but they can jump in any of the cars. They don't have to ride in the ice cream truck.
Oh, I do not know what I think about this. But I'm going to tell
what
you,
I think about
it doesn't sit well with me.
But see, this is the problem with knowing about a game early. See, if I just didn't know anything about Twisted Metal, I would just buy the game and start playing it. And then I'd be like, oh, this is kind of dumb, but whatever, I'm going to play it and like it. But now that I know about it months before it comes out, now I'm just going to stew on it for the next few months, going like, man, they fucked this shit up, right? And that's going to make me angrier and angrier, and then I'm going to get it. I'm going to be like, yeah, thanks a lot. Ugh, fucking stupid Twisted Metal. I'm going to come into it with a bad attitude.
He's writing progressively more foul letters to Jeff.
Yeah, they should have just like put this game out without anybody ever seeing or hearing about it. It's like one day, they're just like, Twisted Metal is out. And you're like, oh, shit, really?
Like that Red Faction PSN game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
that Red Faction PSN game, man, talk about lack of fanfare. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. I hear nothing on that game. Nothing at all. However, on the other side, games that, well, didn't have much fanfare but are awesome and totally rad, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes arrived this week on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Damon gave it a 9.0.
What? Holy smokes.
That's a high score.
It was a great game on DS.
That's out of 10, right?
Oh, is that one from DS?
It's out of 10.
Okay. If it was out of 100, that would be a really bad score.
No, it is definitely out of 10.
Wow, that's
pretty good. I hope you know how our scoring system works.
I don't really know much about IGN.
Oh, okay. That's why you're employed.
He didn't like GTA. That's why he gave it a 10 out of 100.
Oh,
yeah, I thought it was like, this is out of 100, right? This is pretty bad. This is like only 10% of the game that I like.
There you go. Moving on to other news, Final Fantasy VI. Confirmed to come to the Japanese PlayStation Network, and there's a very good chance that it might follow because, according to Colin, quote, Square Enix has been really good with their classics recently. End
Whoa.
Quote. I'm actually just quoting out of memory, so I shouldn't have done a direct quote, but I'm pretty sure that's what his news story said.
He said bro at the end of that.
He's not here to defend himself.
So. Yeah. I was going to say his publicist might contact you, upset about you misquoting him.
I think this is great news because I'm assuming obviously this has to be the PS1 version of Final Fantasy VI, and it had all those cutscenes that they put in man, I don't even know how many years ago that collection came out. I think it had Final Fantasy VI and something else on it. Does anyone know off the top of their head?
I don't.
All right, well, doesn't matter. It might be coming. That'd be cool, because that game is
you can
arguably
help fund
is that the
other
one that
Square
came
games
with Tactics?
What's
too?
That?
Oh,
bundled
yeah,
with
that's,
Tactics,
what, that's
right?
What I think about.
Final
yeah
Fantasy Anthologies?
It came with Tactics?
Didn't it?
I don't know about
I
that.
So.
No, I
thought so.
I think it was Final Fantasy VI and then like a Final Fantasy spin-off of some kind.
Readers Tactics who are smarter than us, write
or,
in.
Or have access
know
to the internet right now, because our lovely little podcast computer does not.
I would use my smartphone, but I only use that to look up porn during podcasts.
Well, so, maybe you could break your rule this time.
Well, there's Final
just
Fantasy
do both
VI porn.
Okay, you're right. I hope the news comes in while I'm Rule 34 in Final Fantasy.
I'm actually would just like to state that
yes,
I think Final Fantasy IX is the most underrated of all Final Fantasy games.
Very I love nice. Nine. Nine's fantastic.
Like, I'm not saying it's the best Final Fantasy game,
right,
but I think for like it doesn't get enough credit for being as good as it is.
He had a monkey tail.
But
Vivi's in it.
Part of the problem is it came out on PS1 right when PS2 launched, so
yeah,
I think it just sort of got forgotten.
Yeah,
I played it because I was poor.
I think that game's great. That game actually looked. I played it on PS2 because it actually looked better on PS2, and it's kind of cool.
Nice.
It looked a little bit better.
I'm ashamed. As a Final Fantasy fan, as I'm sure – I mean, you guys know, I kind of like the series a little bit.
Yeah.
As a Final Fantasy fan, I am ashamed to admit that I have never actually beaten or even played much of 9. And I
own,
I know. I own it. I own it. It is ready to be played.
Why,
by the way, the now. Wait, don't slam the table.
No.
You'll stop the podcast.
No.
I'm cutting Hill's mic.
Why did you do this? Why did you. We. Final Fantasy trusted you. Why did you treat Final Fantasy?
Hey, remember when we didn't bring you on the show for like a year and a half? This is why.
Yeah.
Also,
sorry, 5-0 gets me a little emotional.
Yeah, the 4-week long tradition.
You're embarrassing me for a 5-0.
The 4-week long tradition of us using the tape measure and trying to extend it across the room is now continuing with Anthony. And then the podcast just. Oh man, are you guys hearing that as well?
Yeah.
Yep.
God damn it. Anyway, we're having technical difficulties in here again. We need to get IGN's own Chris Ostertag up here to fix the mics because I just keep cutting out and it's driving me crazy. And there it broke.
Cool.
Man, I got to get this podcast back on track, guys, or else Greg's going to have my fucking head. All right. L.A. Noir has an exclusive PS3 mission called Consoles Car Traffic Case. What do we think about this? Exclusive content in L.A. Noir for all of us.
Is it exclusive permanently, or is it timed exclusive? Like, it's going to come
I
out?
Did not read that much into the news story, so I don't know. I'm just going off of what I believe Mr. Jim Riley said in his news.
I could see it being the type of game I get for PS3, only because it doesn't have multiplayer. When games don't have multiplayer, why not get it for PS3?
I remember that game was originally called a PS3 exclusive way
yes
long back, so it probably is the lead development platform. So,
whoa, which is crazy.
I would say this is a little bit more worrisome about the game as a whole, because if you can just like throw in extra cases here and there, and it doesn't matter if it's in one game and the other game, then like how well tied together is the storyline going to be? Which I think has always been the concern. It's like we see one individual case, you go through it, it looks cool. You see a different case, you go through it, you look cool. But like there's still no sense that there's like a big story that ties together and like is this cool narrative rather than these little episodes that don't mean much. And to me, like this just makes it seem more like it's just going to be like interchangeable. Oh, I played this episode. Okay, well, I played this one. Well, whatever. Like, I want it to feel like I want to play it for 12 hours or whatever and feel like it all mattered and had something to it. And if you can just slot in another story into it, how significant is that storyline then?
Well, I mean, this is I always compare this to something like in Mass Effect where you have, like, the DLC, which is really, oh, my God, this is fucking killing me. Can't even hear myself right now. I don't even know if I'm recording my voice.
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, it's still recording. We're just explaining technical difficulties.
All right. Anyway,
I'm sure our listeners are loving that we randomly keep stopping what we're saying to complain about something they can't hear.
It's just very distracting to me, and it is definitely not good. Anyway,
these are the kind.
Hey, can
of
I interrupt you?
Yes.
Final Fantasy Anthology was 5 and 6.
5 and 6
okay. Packaged together,
there you
and
go
a soundtrack CD.
Ooh,
look at that!
Japan got 4, 5, and 6 packaged together. We got screwed.
What?
Anyway. So in like Mass Effect, I mean, that we would all argue that story is awesome. We all love Mass Effect here. But I mean, the DLC is still fun, but it's sort of like it's the side mission idea. It's the idea of like something that's not integral to the main plot, but it can still, you know, it's still fun to play. So maybe that's what this is right here.
Some of it's integral to the main plot, though. Some of the Mass Effect DLC.
So. Yeah, I guess Arrival is, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, there's some stuff like the Shadow Broker that I think will have a hand to play in Mass Effect 3 if you played it.
And it's those things that aren't integral that are terrible. Like, all the really bad ones are the ones that, like, are Hammerhead, where you're just like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And there's just, like, waste time missions. Or the one where it was like, I don't even think they even bothered to put it on the PS3 version because it was so bad, which was like the...
Normandy
you went to the place where you
site.
Did like you did like no they have Normandy crash site, which is terrible, but
I
like
it.
It's like you go to like some virtual reality program and all you're doing is like it's just like timed missions where it's like, okay, you have to like survive for 5 minutes and kill all these dudes in the time, and then it like you just like keep having to fight more dudes and finish in faster times, and that's all it is. That's one of the first DLCs they released on 360. They knew it was so bad they didn't even bother to put it on the PS3 version. But that kind of crap is just like, that's throwaway. That's the stuff that is bad, where you're like, eh. Mm. But, I mean, if you have something that's, like, so important to the plot, then you can't not include it on the 360 version, or else I'd play 360 and be like, what? Not that I play 360, because 360 is stupid.
Yes.
But
on this podcast,
if I could only afford a 360, then...
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, that's just the problem with DLC. What happened, buddy?
That's Anthony's face.
I'm just listening. I'm spectating.
All right, so...
Anthony, how do you feel about L.A. Noire?
I hope it's good.
Me too.
I tend to get burnt out on Rockstar games. I always buy every single one of them, and then I get like 30% into them and kind of get bored.
Did you buy Table Tennis?
I own Table Tennis.
Did you buy nice. Oni?
Did I buy Oni?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Oni. I forgot that was a Rockstar game.
Oh, snap, everyone.
Oni? I thought...
Oni.
What was one of Bungie's first games on the PS2? I almost thought it was Oni for a second.
I think it was they teamed up, didn't they?
Oh, is it a joint?
Bungie and Rockstar.
It was a Rockstar Bungie joint?
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
So it should be the greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
It said it was terrible.
Anyway, all right. Also, small bit of news. Sony confirmed the date and time for its E3 2011 press conference.
What?
Yes. Now, this is... We sort of knew the date already.
Everybody, sit down. Calm yourself.
How many days before E3 is it? Or is it during E3 at least?
It's Monday, June 6th at 5 p.m. And we received confirmation that it was at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena.
But Sony always does theirs on Tuesday morning.
I know.
Which means they're doing it on Monday, which means Microsoft's going to pull some Sunday crap.
No, Microsoft's doing it Monday morning.
Also,
or they'll have an Atal nighttime event like last year.
I hope I get to go to this because I've only been to the ones where they do it at the, what's it called, Shrine Auditorium? Uh-huh. Is that what they've had in the past? I want to see this Memorial Sports Arena that they have discussed. Yes. All right. Also, this is big.
It's better than Microsoft did theirs at a high school one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Bullshit. Even a joke, dude. It was
really?
At a high school football stadium.
It was at a high school football stadium, and then they gave everyone Xbox 360 butt pads to sit on.
Because you were on hard concrete benches out in the cold at night.
Oh, that sounds great. Sarcasm.
It was pretty much the dumbest thing of all time.
Thank you for clarifying your sarcasm.
Anyway, just in case you guys didn't listen to IGN's Premier 360 podcast Unlocked yesterday, we talked a lot about the Capcom news that came out of Capcom's media event, which was last week, which we sent Christine, Arthur, and Rich to, I believe. That was the three of them. And a lot of news came out of that, mainly just a bunch of new Capcom games that have been officially confirmed, including Dragon's Dogma.
Confirmed!
Where you basically kill griffins. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Confirmed!
Where you have new moves and it's a waste of money. Azura's Wrath.
Confirmed!
Where you are a god and you fight a giant dude's finger as it descends upon the earth. And then Dead Rising 2 Off the Record.
Rip off!
Where you are actually paying for the same game. It just has a different character and as the main character.
I think that's the most offensive
game of all time.
The Jim Riley
version. Yeah, that one is...
Man, I don't know what they were doing with that one. I mean, I guess as
do
we
want,
talk
do you
about...
Do you want to explain what the game is?
So, I actually did not play much Dead Rising 2. But from what I understand, the Dead Rising 2 Off the Record replaces... What's the dude's name? Chuck.
With Frank West from the first game.
Yes, from the first game.
It opens up with some hot wrestling moves against zombies in a wrestling ring. That's not untrue. That is a fact.
That's why it's funny. Oh, man. Yeah, and it's now you'll be able to take pictures. And apparently during the presentation during Captivate, they were like, you can take pictures again. Look, sex toys. It's a joke.
It's like they can't even be creative over there anymore. They're just like, I don't know.
But to be clear, this is the same game as Dead Rising 2 with the original character now and then a couple of extra things thrown in.
Sounds like that should have been $60. $10 DLC for your copy of Dead Rising 2.
Probably.
So right? If you paid $60 and
you wanna pay
played
another?
Dead Rising 2 and were like, man, I'm so pissed that they didn't use Frank West and all taking pictures. That was so awesome. Now you can pay another $60 and get what you originally wanted.
Wait, is it a full price retail game?
Or you can, you can also buy a new Street Fighter.
Yeah.
That's like more Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb, but at the same time, at least like gameplay tweaks are really important
fan
to a fighting game.
Confirm.
Yeah, so why can't that be patched?
It can be DLC, right?
Arcade Edition, I thought, is going to be DLC.
Oh yeah, and retail.
If you have you have Super Street Fighter 4, you can download DLC. So I'm fine with that one.
Yeah.
That
one's
okay.
And there's nothing fanboyish about saying that a fighting game needs to be balanced, and the more balancing the better. So that's just my
When is your Mortal Kombat review going live?
That is, we could talk about that, right?
That you're reviewing it?
That you're playing the game, yeah.
Yeah, you should look for our Mortal Kombat review on Tuesday. It's so hard because I let go deaf
Tuesday?
In one ear. It's on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at such and such a time. I don't know exactly when the time is.
Just imagine that if we're talking, sometimes I like to stick my finger in one of your ears.
Yes.
And just think of it the same way.
That's the sensation we're all getting. If you guys can't hear that, imagine every once in a while, one of your ears goes deaf.
It's really bizarre. So Mortal Kombat review, look forward to that. And that was it for the Capcom news. I know no one really cares about this, but I will say on the record that Sony and George Hotz, the PS3 hacker, have reached an agreement. Hotz is on a permanent injunction, which means he can't publish any more info about the PS3 hack, and they have both been quoted as saying that they are glad that the litigation is behind them. Cool.
Sweet.
Also, breaking news, Nintendo is making a new console that's said to compete with the PS3. What you think?
Ooh. I don't know. What do we think?
I think it better have some online community things and some trophies, otherwise I'm going to be mad again.
You want another achievement-like system?
Sure, why not?
I would at least
more,
like
more
to
than
have...
an achievement-like system, which I think is, like, just put it in because why not? It needs to have some sort of, like, dashboard community that I can always be connected
yes.
to.
It would be nice to have a store that, like...
was usable
it would be nice to have it go to a dashboard that's actually connected online,
yeah,
instead of it coming up to a dashboard where I then have to go through hoops to do anything, whether talking to friends or anything like mm-hmm. that.
If they did an achievement system, they should just do Nintendo Club, where it's like I'm earning points by playing their dumb games, and then I can trade those points in for like Mario hats and
that
like
would be
stuffed
awesome.
Yoshis
that
and
would
shit.
Be the
Yeah. They should
the
just integrate Club
system.
Nintendo yeah. to it. Yeah,
Club exactly.
Nintendo,
that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Club Nintendo.
They're coins. Your
yeah.
achievements are coins for
exactly,
Club Nintendo.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Or,
amazing.
You could like trade in your achievement points for coins in the Nintendo.
I don't know. If they would never do that, though.
Why?
I mean, that means that
Nintendo
they would have
Club
to...
Nintendo Club is just I buy games and then I get
what they
the
would
points.
Do. Yeah, well, what they would do is instead of like registering your game, you wouldn't get any coins for that. They would
you
stop
not have to
doing
register
that.
Your game.
You would have to play the game to get the points.
Exactly. And like
register
you
it, then play it.
Maybe you like the first time you put the game in, it gives you something. But then it's also all tracked like online on your system. It's not like you filling out like registration cards and all kinds of stuff like
yeah.
that.
Maybe
that's
they'd true. Get a bit better attachment rate with their games
yeah.
than they had this time
I,
around.
I don't like the whole registration card business. Never really have.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
dumb.
Also, last but not least, Brink got a new release date for May 10th. May 10th, it was moved up. Can you believe it?
After
sometimes.
Being pushed back. It was originally supposed to be like March or April, I think.
Make up your mind.
What's
first you're coming okay. out in April, now you're coming out May 17th. Now it's May 10th. Just decide.
Yeah.
I can't get into Brink.
That was Zephybel, by the way.
Was that Fievel?
Yeah,
Fievel.
Every once in a while he really kind of
that was like his best friend Tiger.
Yeah. Well, he has like a text to voice translator.
Oh, Fievel has a Lou Gehrig's disease. So like Stephen
wow.
Hawking.
Hello.
Yeah, so he has to
goodness. He knows a shitload about the universe, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. So that is it for the Roper Report. That was our news for this week. The official IGN list of upcoming PlayStation software on all three platforms by the IGN editors is very quick this week because all it is PS3. We have Michael Jackson The Experience finally came out long after its brethren on the portable systems.
When are you reviewing that?
Who knows? After Mortal Kombat. I'd say Mortal Kombat has been
I'll review it right now. It's crap.
Yeah, I'll take it right now. Let's
right.
just do it. Hey, it's the Wii version with the PlayStation controller, so don't buy it.
Okay, well, Look for the review from Jack DeVries. Yeah.
That said, if that Kinect one is Dance Central with Michael Jackson, I'm going to recommend that everybody everywhere buys it.
Isn't the Kinect one out also?
Yes. Yep. We have it sitting downstairs.
I'm going to play it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I'm actually playing it right now. You can't.
Oh, my God.
Watch. I can do the gravity lean.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Jack just went like fucking 65-degree lean. That was brilliant.
I heard they have a mini game where you have to check and make sure that Annie is okay.
How long have you been sitting on that joke?
You've been waiting for it.
Just
waiting.
Me. Five will really inspire most of my comedy.
Good.
PS3 also has Rio, that game based on that movie.
Yes! Anthony, how was Rio?
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It was a dumb game about a dumb bird.
No, I mean, how was the movie?
I didn't see it.
What?
I don't watch trash.
It was a dumb game about a dumb bird.
Wow, PlayStation releases are pitiful.
Next week is going to be good.
In the PS3 world, but actually in the PSP world, it's not too bad because we have Patapon 3, which is, according to Greg Miller, the greatest game of all time ever, forever and ever. I actually don't know that for sure, but I know that he is really into it, so that's good. And then let's update you guys on what's on the PSN today.
Tuesday. All those PSN updates do.
Mm-hmm.
Zing.
Those are old jokes, Jack.
Hey, I've never been here, except for that one time I was here.
What? You've been on the show more than once?
Nah.
Really?
Listeners, confirm.
Yeah, I mean,
we just get emails, start pouring in through the walls.
This is like my fourth episode of Beyond. This is Jack's second. Uh-huh. Anthony, how many times have you been on Beyond?
Like four.
And this is only Five-O's second time on.
Yeah.
They didn't even introduce him the first time.
Yeah, we forgot. No. He was so small.
Is that why our mics keep breaking? Is that every time he talks?
No, he's actually chewing through the wire.
He can't help himself.
Anyway, on the PlayStation Network this week, we have a full game trial for Assassin's Creed for those PlayStation Plus members, as well as a few select discounts.
Is that Assassin's Creed 1?
Yeah, apparently.
Does it have trophies?
Yeah, the way the full game trial works is like you download the full game and then you get like a timed amount of that you can like play and do whatever you want in the game.
Man, PlayStation Plus sounds totally worth it.
I don't get why they do that because it actually is becoming 19 minutes or something.
It's something random.
Can't they figure out how far you could possibly get and just like stop?
Yeah.
It's a huge download.
Yeah, it makes more sense for like small downloadable games where it's kind of like, oh, I wonder if I should buy like a Pac-Man game. And you're like, oh, I get to play it for 20 minutes. I can find that out. But it's a little bit weirder to be like, Assassin's Creed, I'll play that for 20 minutes. I'm like,
Four bazillion gigabytes later.
There is a demo for that game, so.
You can just download that. Anyway. I guess it's for people that want to prep.
But what if you could speed run? That'd be amazing.
If you could beat the game in 20 minutes.
If you could actually speedrun through a game and be like, well, I downloaded the game for free and beat it in 20 minutes. Done.
Thanks,
Sony. There was like a speedrun of Fallout 3 that someone at Bethesda did in like 25 minutes. So.
No way.
Yeah.
You can't beat that game in 25 minutes.
They knew exactly where to go. They had cheated to have their character a little bit leveled up, but they, if you go to specific spots at specific times, like you can actually get through that game in under an hour, apparently.
I want to do that. I'm going to watch how to do that and then do that because I don't have time to finish that game.
Also, just to let you guys know, the PlayStation Plus members this week can get the Killzone 3 Steel Rain map pack for free, which is cool. It's like a $5 discount. Downloadable games available to all. We have Dungeon Hunter Alliance. I have no idea what that is. Does anyone know what that is?
No. Nope.
Face the world of Gothicus and its hordes of creatures alone or in teams of up to four heroes.
So it's Gauntlet.
I guess. I don't know. Cool.
Yeah.
$12.99. Yep. Download like it.
$12.99.
Yeah, $12.99.
Wow.
As we said before, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes is available for an unfortunate $15.
Worth it.
That's the new price of downloadable games.
Yeah.
The DS version was like $30.
I'm just warning you right now. If you wait another year, they'll release that game, and instead of Gonticus, it'll be Frank West, and that's who you really want to be fighting against anyway. So just save your money.
They just put Frank West in everything.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is only $20, which is funny to me that a full retail game is only $5 more than a downloadable game like Might and Magic.
But is Assassin's Creed 1?
Yeah, it's Assassin's Creed 1.
Yeah, well, that game's like 3 or 4 years old. So
I know, but it's
not a shock.
And it's a 7.8. So.
But it's still
Yeah, you don't want to download Assassin's Creed. Why would you play that game?
I don't know.
You don't need to play that game to enjoy Assassin's Creed 2, so don't bother.
Okay. Yeah. But do I need to enjoy Assassin's Creed Brotherhood by playing 2?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did not play 2 and jumped into Brotherhood. I'm like, what?
All right, good. Good
We're
to
fleeing
know.
From this stuff. I'm like, okay, good for it.
Go for it, bro.
Who are these people?
Go for it, dude.
In the add-on game content space, Bulletstorm, the Gun Sonata DLC pack is available for $10. I wonder what it has.
It's just a gun pack,
two
right?
Two new maps and... Oh. Wait.
Maps. So it's for the quote-unquote multiplayer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Killzone 3 map pack, as I said before. And then let's go all the way over here. Oh, yeah. A fan favorite and also a Podcast Beyond favorite, Super Stardust HD. Still totally worth the money. The Impact mode that was, I believe, popularized in the PSP version is now available for the full PS3 version.
For free.
Is that free or?
No.
Lame.
But it's only $2, so that's not too bad. Then, moving right along, again, Patapon 3 available for download. And last but not least, it's a new PSP mini, Hill. What do you think about this? How soon are you going to leave this room and download 3D Twist and Match for $2.50?
Is this the version that comes with Frank West?
Yes, it is. It's the off-the-record 3D Twist and Match.
That's what I've been waiting for. The one where I can twist, match, and then take photos.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well...
Anthony, you're awfully quiet during this podcast.
I think he's just totally sick of being here right now.
No. I'm just ashamed of this download. The only thing on there worth anything was Hero of Might and Magic. That game could cost $30 and be worth it more than all those other games put together that we named.
Yeah, there's not, oddly enough, download shame. You kind of wish there was. Like, when Shadow Complex came out on 360, you were kind of like, man, other games are going to have to step it up. But then all the other games that came out on XBLA are all terrible, and you're like, shouldn't you just be ashamed of yourself charging $5 more than Shadow Complex and being a piece of shit? Like, you should be able to walk into somebody's office and just have them look shameful for making that game. Be like, oh, I'm sorry I ripped people off with my shitty game.
We want to set that up?
That sounds like a new
Let's contact Microsoft.
We pumped them. We're like, we're going to come in and interview you.
We want to interview you about your hot game. Why did you do this?
But Super Stardust HD is like 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
And it's still one of the best PSN games available. Like, if you just got a PS3, that'd be one of the five games you would recommend download, right?
Yes.
That and that, what's that, like, what? Cops and Robertson's game?
Cops and Robbers, right?
Calling All Cars?
Yeah,
Calling All Cars,
yeah.
But, I mean, there's other fantastic games like Flower and, oh my God, Colin's going to murder
me junk games.
For forgetting. Shatter.
Yeah, Shatter's great, too, but Shatter's also, like, 2 years old. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, like, a thing where... It's like a shame. Like, if you were like, oh, you just got a PS3, here's the retail games you should buy, you'd probably be naming a bunch of stuff that came out in the last year.
Yeah, or
but
less.
On download, you're like, well, there's this 4-year-old game that you should download, which is not a problem because it's still a great game, but it's like, that just means that they have not been putting out enough quality games. Also,
it sounds like you're a ghost.
It sounds like
Hillary's talking to us through the TV.
I know.
In our headphones.
Save
you
me.
Sounded like a Transformer. Goodness, man, I'm going to have to talk to Chris Ostertag right after this.
It literally sounds like the devil is in my ear.
Yes.
Hello, goodness. Ryan.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hi,
you know
Jack.
That...
Both of your devils are weird.
What do you think the devil sounds like?
Like Clements whispering, apparently.
I can imagine that Clements just like a little Clements on your shoulder. Yeah, you should totally do it.
I do always see Clements as my shoulder angel and devil. Yeah.
What's the devil version of me look like? Am I like wearing a black suit?
Or... You've got your hair, but it's like spiked up into little horns.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Your dick's actually hanging out through your zipper.
It's like Dante's Inferno. It's just like down like, your knees, flopping around. They built a special physics engine just for it.
Nah. I totally forgot about that.
Nice. Anthony, this was your moment to extend that... That measuring tape.
That tape measure across the table.
When that game came out, I took footage of stuff for like clips, and I got footage of their like behind the scenes thing talking about it, and was like, "Here we go." And they're like, "We can't put this up on our website." I'm like, "It's game content." Like, it's 2 minutes of a penis.
Just remember when they sent us the video of like the giant woman where like enemies were spurting out of her nipples.
Babies with size were crawling out of her nipple mouths. Yeah.
I was like, ah. And then people were like, can we show this? And I'm like, should we show this? Yeah. I mean, if somebody made a game where it was like, all you're doing is like you're a piece of poo throwing other poo at other poo, I'd be like, it might be a game,
like
but that doesn't mean that I have to show
first
it.
First day bye for me. Man, Poo Warrior.
Yeah, Poo Warrior, off the record.
Had we done a video review for BMX XXX, though, it would have been topless writing the entire
poo
video review.
Off the record is still not as big a piece of shit as off the record is going to be.
By the way, why are you suggesting that we didn't do a video review of BMX XXX? I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, God. Then everyone go watch
that. Also, what was it rated? You know what the score got.
No, very three. Low. No,
6.9.
Did it?
Yes, because scores are dumb.
All right, let's, with that lovely nugget of information, let's move on to topic of the week.
Woo!
Thank you, Hill.
That was spiking the mic. Nicely done.
I like the energy he brings. The topic of the week is twofold this week. Let's start off with Anthony because he's been a little quiet, but that's fine. I want to hear you talk about Infamous 2, which you saw recently and wrote up a lovely preview about.
I wrote about the user-generated content editor because I didn't enjoy the single-player content I played when I was there.
which I want to hear about. Which is this because you have...
I think the game's totally fine. The game is more Infamous, and I enjoyed Infamous, but the reason I didn't enjoy the single-player content they had on display was on the demo they had, they turned off the ability to take damage. And that is so dumb. Immediately when they did that, I was like, this is just not fun. There's, like, no threat to me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Enemies can knock me back. It doesn't matter. There's no reason for me to feel like I need to keep my distance and use Cole's special powers. I would just run up and shoot them in their bright orange spot point blank because it'd shoot me, and I'd fall down for a second and then just shoot it again. And I could tell the people from Sucker Punch that were watching were like, why is he doing that? And I was like, because you just made a busted-ass demo.
So the demo just turned it off. It's not that the game has it off.
The game doesn't have it off. It's just that in the demo, it was like...
But they do that because journalists actually come in and they're as dumb as that. And then if they had the health on, then they would just die and be like, well, I hurt this game. I keep dying. It's too hard. I don't know if you've seen, but people who don't work for IGN can tend sometimes be very, very bad at games.
And some of us are pretty bad at games,
yeah,
too.
That's true.
On occasion.
But yeah, made it really boring for me.
Yeah, it does, and it completely defeats the. I mean, that is literally stripping the gameplay out of a combat oriented game if you can't die.
Yeah, I didn't feel like threatened to where I had to use special powers, and I also had like infinite special power, so it wasn't like I was having to do the typical Cole thing of like, I could throw a few electric grenades, but each of those would use up nodes, so I would immediately have to find something electric to draw power from. That didn't matter. That was completely unnecessary in this demo. You didn't have to draw power for anything because you never ran out. I mean, it's cool to have the ability to see all his powers in action and stuff, but again, I think you need that sort of threat to make it exciting. Otherwise, you can fight a giant 60-foot monster, and you're like, but you can't hurt me, whatever monster.
I don't know.
So being Superman must be like the boring, most boring job of all time.
Well, that's why I've always said that Superman is a terrible character.
Yep.
I wish Greg was here for that moment.
Prick rises to Superman, but I really need his powers and he doesn't have ice breath.
This is actually the peeing all over Greg's dreams because you're talking shit on Infamous 2, and I just... Well, I tell him all the time that I think Superman's stupid, so...
I do want to know, Anthony...
What's the infinite crisis with Superman? I had to do it.
I've been working on my Greg Miller impression.
Now, but the user-generated content stuff, on the other hand, that's really great. I think that it there's a lot of options there, and I'm really curious to see what other people make because it's pretty intense, and so you have to have a lot of patience to do it. But if you do have patience, like you would with the people you see doing Little Big Planet stuff, they can do really elaborate stuff, everything from like story-based missions that they can actually drop the characters in, like Zeke and other important characters, mm-hmm. or they can do really silly stuff, like one of the guys internal made a Space Invaders thing where he had these enemies slowly coming down from the sky, moving back and forth like Space Invaders.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they can be totally tongue-in-cheek or serious, but and you get experience from them.
What did you make?
I tried to make a level where it was fighting waves of enemies, but they only had two stations there for all of us to do any creating of our own.
That's probably not enough.
And with the significant learning curve it takes to actually sit there and learn it, it was kind of hard to do much. And so I would love to. It is open. It is in beta right now. We could be doing it. Okay. So people are doing it, and the people that are doing it right now.
We're not in the beta though. I don't think.
Sucker Punch will rate the levels that are being made right now in the beta, and the best ones will launch with the game with like a little logo above it. And when you see it on your map, it'll say like, "This is a Sucker Punch approved." User generated
cool.
level.
Yeah.
My goal in Infamous 2 is to recreate every level from Infamous 1.
Yeah?
So that you don't have to buy Infamous 1.
That's going
to
take a long time.
Yeah, but it would be fucking awesome.
Especially because there weren't levels.
It was a completely different city.
Yeah, whatever,
you build that entire Empire City or whatever it was called out of the like crates that you have in the fucking character or the level builder. That'd be awesome. Anyway, what else was I going to ask? Oh, yeah. So for the single player stuff, even though God mode was on, say God mode was off and you were under the totally normal set of experiences. Is it look promising?
Yeah, it looks like more Infamous, and I enjoyed the first Infamous, except that they've added, it seems like, a little bit more destructible environments, too. Like, okay. In the one area I was in the warehouse, like, the whole warehouse walls could be blown out and stuff, which really made it seem like he was a lot more powerful when he would, like, shoot a shockwave and the wall would go blasting out behind an enemy.
Oh, yeah.
But that seems to be limited to kind of areas where you see, like, sheet metal and stuff like that, because he has no effect on anything that's, like, made of brick or, you know, he can blow up the occasional car. You can also now pick up cars and throw them. He's every bit more a Jedi in this one, basically.
How many orbs did you collect in your time playing Infamous?
I didn't collect any.
What?
You mean blast shards?
Shards, yeah. Sorry, orbs, whatever.
They had us in very specific missions, okay. and if you deviated, it would be like, don't leave the mission area.
Oh, really?
So I didn't get to just go around and be like, boop, 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 send out the shockwave looking for, you know, shards. The mission I was on, though, was to collect shards. So I don't know if they've changed it, because in this mission I was collecting shards specifically from safes.
So you're, like, in competition with the, you might be in competition maybe with other characters in the game?
Yeah,
there are characters that are going after blast shards or something like that?
Yeah, it seems like you're trying to collect these orbs or something and absorb them into your body. Because he does look sick the whole time. He looks like he's dying.
In the third one, Cole's not even in it. And because you think he dies at the end of the second one, probably. So they bring in a different character, and you play the entire game. Visery is a different character. He's got fire powers. And then nobody likes it. So then they're like, well, how do we get people to pay another $60? Well, I know. We'll bring Colt back, pretend like he didn't die, then everybody can play the exact same game. But now you have electric powers, and you play as Colt, and it's just the same game. They're dumb enough to pay for that.
If it was three off the record.
No.
So the other part of our topic of the week is SOCOM 4.
It's pronounced SOCOM?
SOCOM. Sorry. SOCOM 4, which we just reviewed, and we gave a flat 7 to.
Flat 7.
Which, according to IGN's prestigious review scale, means good.
Good.
Having played the first 8 missions and none of the multiplayer except for the co-op we played, that totally seems fair to me. Yeah. Yep. I don't think the single player is anything remarkable.
So our own Jack DeVries reviewed it, and that's why we brought him on. I want to hear you talk a little bit about SOCOM. Is this worth people's money, and should there be an off-the-record edition
with
all the soldiers or Frank West?
or maybe they just put some Navy SEALs in there because it's called SOCOM 4 U.S. Navy SEALs.
Oh, yeah, let's
and you
talk
play
about
as NATO.
That. Yeah, so there are no actual Navy SEALs.
Is it actually called SOCOM 4 U.S. Navy SEALs?
Yes. Yes.
It still is?
Yeah.
See, I forgot that. I just thought it was just called SOCOM 4. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense because you're NATO.
Yeah,
but they call it U.S. Navy SEALs.
It's still called U.S. Navy SEALs.
Now, is it based off of that old movie, Navy SEALs? Remember that movie? I think Charlie Sheen was in it. That was great.
No, it's actually based off G.I. Jane, where Demi Moore comes and joins the military.
It's actually basically Uncharted. You play as Nathan Drake, voiced by Nathan Drake, and he does what he does best. He yells at women, and he shoots vaguely Asian people who are angry at you, and then runs around. And takes cover. That's pretty much the entire thing.
I think what you mean is that it's voiced by Nolan North and not Nathan
Drake.
Well,
Nolan North actually voices the general.
He's not the main guy. The main guy just looks like Nolan North.
He does.
It's super weird to have Nolan North's face and then have some other dude who's Nolan North actually like talking to him. And you're like, okay, what's up?
But just you telling me that it actually is supposed to be a Navy SEALs game is all the more dumb.
Yeah,
because no Navy SEALs whatsoever.
But this is just as part of the fact that they completely changed the series anyway, right?
They completely changed the series, so it's more of a modern day shooter. SOCOM was unique, but SOCOM was kind of dated.
It is very much like a third person mag in a lot of ways.
It really feels like third person.
Like they even reuse logos and text and fonts and stuff from mag in this game. Which is their last game, Zipper Interactive.
Yeah, a lot of the guns kind of feel the same and stuff. But yeah, I mean, and that's fine if you liked Mag. Awesome. Yay, third-person Mag. But I think for a lot of people, they like SOCOM. And people still play SOCOM too. And if you like wanted your new shiny SOCOM, you don't quite have that. They have multiplayer modes that are like classic SOCOM rules. And right. I think, which are fun, it's just that it's kind of like, it mixes it in with the normal rules, and so you've got these two very different ways to play the game that when you just go into quick play, you'll just randomly drop into one of them, so you'll be like, this time, like, you can't take cover, but you, like, respawn and you regen health, and then you'll go to another one, and it's like, now you can crouch behind things, but if you get shot, you're dead, and you have to wait, like, 12 minutes for the round to be over, and you're
That was, like, one of my favorite parts to your experience of playing SOCOM. You're like, hey, yeah, I'm just gonna start my my multiplayer stuff. No, wait, I'm dead. Oh, yeah, actually, I have to sit out the rest of the round. Glad that I have to wait here for 10 minutes.
I got sniped in the first 30 seconds of a bomb squad and waited 8 minutes watching other people play, trying to defuse bombs. But then I turned it around because then the next bomb squad, I shot the bomb squad guy round over because the guy doesn't respond and he's the only one who can defuse bombs. So it was like one took way too long, the other one was over super quick.
Let's also point out that Jack gave it a 7. But in general, with the line of other outlets that are worth a damn, that was actually not out of the norm.
No, yeah, that was on the higher end of the average review scores, actually.
Especially, I believe one of your... Yes, I see that they're waving to us. Right. Hi.
I believe we're now approaching girl fight time.
Yeah. Pretty ladies outside.
Yeah, the girl fight girls are outside, and they are about ready to record their show. So we're going to have to, I guess, wrap it up soon. How long have we been recording? About 45 minutes? It's a pretty good amount of time for a show, I'd say.
Remember that, like, 20 of that is us being like, ah, what's going on with the mics?
Aren't you going to have to cut most of this because we're fucking idiots?
No, well... Maybe. Here's the thing: is that I had a couple reader mail questions I wanted to get to, but I'm not really sure.
Oh, you
they're,
wait.
They're
Let's
just
do it.
They're Adam, just quick, standing quick, out there
fast,
staring.
Fast, go, fast, fast, go, 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 go,
that's
go,
not
go,
helping.
Go, 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 go,
go. Somewhere out there.
There's
nice. It's a Bible song.
It is. It is a Bible song.
You know what?
I'm also
gonna,
way out west.
I'm going to say that I'm just going to end this podcast right now. Because
I'm pretty sure that Greg's going to ground you for this podcast.
He's going to be like, this podcast was beyond
no
shit.
PlayStation for a week.
Yeah, and it's entirely not my fault, so I'm totally
I feel
fine.
Like you're sabotaging this podcast to make sure that Podcast Unlock is better.
No, that's
not. Oh, damn.
That's not how I roll. I'm actually more unnerved because I'm pretty
sure. I feel like most people are thinking, wait, could they replace these three assholes who joined Ryan with the regular crew and call it like the off the record?
The bottom line is, if nothing else, this podcast will make everyone appreciate the regular crew.
Do you want
that much more,
Anthony? Do you want to like peek outside and see if they want to wait, or should we cut the show?
Because sounds like we're done.
Well, I mean, we have I printed out a bunch of questions, but we can just I guess I can probably just save them for the next.
Their faces say they don't want to wait.
No, they seem like they're not going.
Apparently. All right. Well,
do you want Stephanie to come beat you up?
No, I do not. She is a fearsome warrior, and
yeah,
I do not
is.
Want her to attack me. All right. So that is the end of our kind of disaster of a show. But cool. Anyway, we'll have a more normal show next week where both Greg and Colin are back, and Fievel is not here to chew on the mic cords, hopefully, and destroy all of our recording.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any of us back again either.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
We should start our own podcast.
Oh, yeah, because we need more.
More podcasts.
Yes.
Anyway.
Boy Fight.
You can follow.
No, it's going to be called Off the Record.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can follow
Stay
all of
us. Stay
tuned
for Off the Record coming soon to a podcast near you. What? Follow what?
Never mind. I'm not even going to do a Twitter plug. We'll just fucking end with a song. Let's do a song from Marcus Lundmark from Sweden. Marcus sent us in some songs for Podcast Unlocked, and he is pretty awesome. He says, Beyond, my name is Marcus. I'm an 18-year-old producer from Sweden. This is my second time submitting a song, and this one is just for Colin. In memory of Colin, even though he's not here right now, it is in Mega Man style. The song is called Sharktopus Man, and it's a tribute to the 8-bit era, even though I am too young to have lived in it. And I will keep sending it until I have Colin's opinion on it. Well, you got it. We're going to play the song right now. I'm sure Colin can listen to it when he gets back from his trip. And
pretty
also,
good, bro.
By the way, you can buy Marcus's album on iTunes. It's called Diversity. It's a trance album. His name is Marcus Lundmark, Lundmark. Let's listen to that now. Beyond.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.